Aloha. This is the seventh chapter in a series of emails called Coming Home that will be shared between now and mid-October that are written to entertain, maybe inform, spark memories, connect our hearts, and definitely beseech your help to sustain Karma Choling through April 30, 2020. Karma Choling needs your unrestricted donations now more than ever before. I hope you enjoy it. If you missed chapter 6, you can read it here. Mahalo Nui. Kit Kanoho Aloha Winecoop, Director of Development. In 17 years since landing at Karma Choling, the Vidyadhara built a worldwide organization based on Buddhist Dharma, Shambhala Terma, and the contemplative teachings and practices of many cultures. For his efforts, he received high praise by Tibetan Buddhist masters such as the Dalai Lama, spiritual leader of the Gelug lineage whom he hosted in Boulder in 1981, Dilgo Khyentse Rinpoche, one of his main teachers and head of the Nyingma lineage, the 16th Galwa Karmapa, another one of his main teachers and head of the Kagyu lineage, Zen Buddhist masters such as Suzuki Roshi, Christian masters such as Thomas Merton, great poets and thinkers like Allen Ginsberg, and native shamans such as Gerald Red Elk. https://www.chronicleproject.com/1-gerald-red-elk-met-chogyam-trungpa/. In addition to numerous Sadhanasan poems dedicated to the Vidyadhara, he was recognized as a Mahasiddha by Dilgo Khyentse Rinpoche, the 16th Galwa Karmapa, Thrangu Rinpoche, Kenpo Sultram Gyamso Rinpoche, and Thai Situpa. Exceptional as one of the first Tibetan lamas to become fully assimilated into Western culture, he made a powerful contribution to revealing the Tibetan approach to inner peace in the West. His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. The Vidyadhara died in 1987 in Halifax, Nova Scotia. His Kuding, sacred body form, was transported to a Karmacholing and remained there in the main shrine room for 6 weeks while his students and Tibetan Buddhist masters practiced as an offering of devotion and respect. The area was protected around the clock. The Vidyadhara was cremated on May 26, 1987 in Karma Choling's upper meadow with 2,000 family members, friends, teachers, students, admirers, the curious press, and contemporaries in attendance. NY Times article from 1987. The Perk Hang, crematorium, a structure typically destroyed immediately following a cremation, remains intact in Karma Choling's upper meadow as a monument to the tremendous efforts by Trungpa Rinpoche to safeguard the Dharma by carrying it out of Tibet, planting it in the U.S., and perpetuating its existence by spreading it around the world. Stay tuned for the final episode.